Oh, that's a good art.
Raisa McLean is a Melbourne-based interdisciplinary artist, navigating her practice through a mode of visual songmaking. McLean produces bodies of work that speak to themes of hauntology and the ephemerality of memory. In an attempt to hold and to give form to memory, McLean explores multiple modes of narrative within her current show on at Heatwave to welcome viewers into an installation of a fragmented diary. Memories of summers, both past and present and future, each haunted by the other. I had a chat with Raisa about her practice and current show Heatwave on Now at Room. Here it is now.
To start off by talking to me a little bit about your practice as a whole, the kind of key thematic undercurrents that run throughout your practice.
Yeah, I think that my practice probably mainly centers around interrogating memory and like making it into something physical and sort of questioning the reliability of objects. Yeah, as a way of conveying memory. I always like to think of my practice as a form of visual song making, and that's kind of where I really start with making my works. I kind of almost wish that I was, making music instead of visual art. I think the way that like a piece of music, either through songwriting, melody or sampling, can allow narrative transportation to a listener, that's sort of what I want to achieve with my artworks. Similar to how like in a song there's sometimes like a you, a me, I or we. And like within that, when listening to that, we can place our own lives and narratives into the personal narrative or sonic tapestry of the performer. I'm really interested in, that way of accessing and sharing memories to an audience. There's sort of no way of kind of knowing or being able to scrutinize the narrative. And it just sort of boils down to like emotion. I'm also really interested at the moment in hauntology as a way of approaching artworks. So that kind of idea that everything is haunted by a lost future and there's no real present. My practice definitely operates like that. It's very much not mindful or present, but concerned with memory, with the present also in a way being looked at as memory when making work. Yeah, I'm interested in how when making an object, it kind of the narrative or memory that's attached to it disappears through the making, in the sense that like by the object existing, that kind of indicates that the moment has already passed and doesn't exist anymore. So there's an implied absence. And I've always been really into that. Like as a kid, I would hold on to little bits of rubbish and stuff. I just felt really emotionally attached to the memory they held, and it felt like throwing something away was throwing away a bit of my memory. As the logic was like, what if I needed it at some point in the future if I wanted to recall something? Yeah, and kind of this feeling of like a label off a plastic bottle that can say much more than what can be thought of in the mind about a specific point in time, because our brains are fallible, but it feels like objects aren't. So I guess, essentially my practice kind of questions the reliability of objects as a way of conveying memory.
Your current show, Heatwave, on at Room, circulates this idea of summer, the somewhat fleeting season that basks within its own memory. Can you speak about how this particular body of work arose? What drew you to this concept of summer as this embodiment of a kind of vessel of temporariness?
Yeah, so I think initially when I was working towards the show, I was thinking about artworks as traces and looking at this idea from Derrida that nothing exists out of the text, in this case, the text being visual art, that in the creation of a piece of artwork that's particularly one that's like concerned with memory, there's like an implied absence of the real thing. Like even if you were to paint like a photorealistic portrait of someone, it still shows a moment in time that can't be recreated exactly, like the sitting, the facial expression in that moment is gone. It's like even the most kind of objective, matter-of-fact artwork still has sentiment, like it's still sentimental. And I was kind of just struggling to find like a way to house that concept within my art. So yeah, this like the centering of summer wasn't something that I was initially really focused on, but the works themselves were being made in the lead up to, during and after summer. And I think then I kind of began to naturally associate them with that, just sort of like all the conversations that I was having. It's like a funny season in that like it's spoken about throughout the year, and then when it comes, like you're talking about summers from past years and things that happened in years before, and like just there's this real expectation for it to be so much better than any other point in the year. And it holds a lot of potential in that way, particularly like here in Melbourne, where it's like the difference between summer, winter and summer is like so big, like it's freezing and then it's really, really hot. It sort of feels like every year we anticipate something better than the last year. I was also thinking like about, I don't know if you've seen on social media, if it's a thing in Auckland at the moment, but like this sort of resurgence or obsession with that like 2010s like Spring Breakers, kind of like Calvin Harris, EDM, like Ibiza kind of summer, Last Night Was a Movie, that kind of thing. Like I was thinking about that and like how that's sort of become a meme now or something, or like reflected on as a great time. And like even in that, there's something sad about that, like yeah, the way that summers from the past are sort of monumentalized into just, it's funny in that sense that like it's a season that can never quite be present. I think it connects to that concept of hauntology as well, in the sense of like as a season, it's always haunted by like what it could have been, even if it's really great in that moment. And even just in sort of like film and music, presented as something that's really ephemeral, in the sense of like maybe like a summer romance. Or I was even looking to Hiroshima Mon Amour, which I think is set in the summer, and how that whole thing is sort of like, it's a film about forgetting. And I think that there's such a fear of forgetting what happens in the summer.
And with this attempt to hold and to give form to memory, you have created these physical records of a kind of fleeting memory. Could you walk me through a little bit about your material process and the making of these forms of memory and their use of subject matter and text, along with your uses of different substrates and techniques?
Yeah, so all my artworks are created very like painstakingly by hand. So all the pieces and tape are cut with a scalpel, and all the embroidery in the show is hand stitched. And it's important to me that I do it in that way. Like I'm aware that there are other processes that would make it easier, but I'm interested in that sort of, those methods, like they take so long and they're so obsessive. Like I think about the author Deborah Levy and how she has these living autobiographies. And that's kind of like as the works are being made, so many different things happen, and the way in which I'm approaching them is different each time I come to like return to a current work that I'm making. Other thing that's important to me in the materiality of my works is that none of them are really finished in a practical sense. Like the works with tape, they're like functionally stencils. There's just pieces of steel that are prepared for sandblasting, but they're never going to get to that form. So in that way, they're kind of, yeah, they've got this potential to have a future of like a sandblasted piece of metal with that kind of etching, but then, yeah, they're not. And yeah, the way I've done that connects with that idea of them being sort of objects that are trying to keep hold of memory, but yeah, they're never really kind of done.
And is there a relationship between the subject matter and the images that you use and the pairing with the particular substrate, or is it all just kind of like a organic thing that happens in the process, or do you put a lot of thought into the pairing of these?
I'd say it's kind of both. Like it's definitely can be organic, but there are like quite like a lot of my pieces do have sort of materials that relate to the subject matter in the work. I think one piece in the show, it shows like a house with some pool balls around it, and the backing is this corrugated iron, and that relates to like my back porch where I've got a pool table. Yeah, I think that the ways in which the material connects to the subject matter might be something that like only me or my friends could pick up on. That's kind of also important in my works, that there's sort of like, I guess, like Easter eggs of things that can be picked up on by different people, whether those be like references to like things in like pop culture or like materials that maybe my friends would recognize.
There's this real sense of a narrative within your body of work, although a disoriented narrative, that is. It feels as though you're stepping into a fragmented diary, stumbling upon these little nuggets of memory, trying to gain a sense of orientation within the work. I'm really interested in these alternative nuggets of storytelling that we are offered as the audience, both in the show text written by you and also within a response text written by your friend Juliet Berkeley. And a little nugget that I love the most is a link to a playlist that I suspect you've created. Could you speak to the inclusion of these?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I go about like creating narratives for work is always like layering truth with fiction. And that's the same thing that I spoke to Juliet about when we were discussing creating a response text. It was important that that kind of like reflected the show and the kind of vignettes, like narrative vignettes that were kind of present in the show. Everything sort of like not quite fully formed. Yeah, like you said, they're kind of like nuggets and it's hard to like establish a clear narrative. I think in a way, like fiction does a better job at relaying a moment than the sort of a didactic retelling of it. I've always really loved autofictional writers like Annie Ernaux, but she sort of like weaves her own personal narratives in with like sort of like semi kind of fictionalized things. And yeah, that has really, I suppose, inspired how I approach narrative in my work. Because yeah, I was thinking of like, how can you kind of earnestly retell a moment with just the truth? Like you can tell something, yeah, in a didactic, objective way, but it kind of loses the power or emotion in it. Like how lives are so mundane. Something can feel like a simple moment can feel really emotional and powerful, but just telling it as it was can fall flat. And again, like I think back to like how that's done in music or songwriting, like the mundanity is elevated through a melody, but in visual art and writing, maybe that can be elevated through like fiction or metaphor. So yeah, all the different like bits and pieces in the show, like the narratives, like there are images of things that literally happened. Like there's an image of my friends at the pub next to a beer glass, but then there's also images in there that are either like partially real with bits that I've just added in, or like different moments that have been collaged together into one moment. The piece with the poker chips is that's different images from different times with my friends all sort of smushed together into one. Yeah. And the playlist, yeah, I mean, like I said before, music is a really big, like a, I don't know what I'd call it. I guess it motivates the works. I think that the way in which memories can be accessed through music is really interesting and moving, and something that I hope can also be achieved through visual art. The songs in the playlists are sort of like connect, like a lot of them are connected to like different summers that I've had. Like they're associated with different personal memories. Some of them are associated with making the works themselves. And yeah, I sort of, I guess I keep adding to the playlist as well. So it's not really finished either, like the works.
Yeah, I think it's a really beautiful touch, and your song and music has such a powerful link to memory. Within your show write-up, you mention that giving form to memory also begins its erosion. And for me, this erosion is perhaps it's opening in a way. The erosion of your memory acts as a kind of passage for viewers' memories to enter into, an expansion of personal memory into a joining of collective memory or a passover into the viewer's own memory. Is this something that you anticipated with the show? And what are your hopes for viewers as they navigate the show?
Yeah, that is pretty much how I hoped the show would be experienced. So it's nice to hear that. I've always aimed for my works to be experienced similar to, sorry, I feel like I keep going on about songs, but like I've always wanted my works to be experienced in a similar way to that. Like the memories that I've drawn from are my own, but they disappear when they're perceived as an object, which like ideally allows for the viewer to transport their own narrative into the work in the same way as you would when you're listening to a song. I think in that sense, the memories kind of don't matter. I mean, they do. Like, yeah, it's fun when people are speculating on who or what a work might be about, but they're made their own to the viewer through a combination of the memory of like viewing the work itself, but also maybe what personal memory is attached to that viewing. Like, I don't know, that also depends on like how someone's coming to the work, in the same way that someone might be coming to a song, like the way something's perceived is different if you've maybe like made a new friend or like met someone new, or if you've just like experienced the breakdown of a friendship or relationship, it changes the perception of the work and the different ways in which it might specifically be found as moving.
That was Raissa McLean talking to me about her current show Heatwave on Now at Room until the 5th of July.